Join Natalie Lussier, business strategist and digital visionary, as she shows you how to increase the most important metrics in your business.
This is Natalie Lussier, and you're listening to the Off the Charts Business Podcast, sponsored by Ambition Ally. So if you haven't checked out the Ambition Ally suite of products, we've got a Polite pop-up, we've got Webinar Ally if you want to run your next webinar in the next 5 minutes, and we've also got Access Ally for Infusionsoft and Entreport membership sites. So let's dive into today's interview. It's going to be a really good one with Susan Harrow. So for the past 25 years, Susan has been the brains and heart behind Harrow Communications, which is a media coaching and marketing agency based in the San Francisco Bay Area. Susan is also the author of the best-selling book, Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, A Woman's Guide to Promoting Herself, Her Business, Her Product, or Her Cause with Integrity and Spirit from HarperCollins. And she's a regular contributor to the San Francisco Examiner, the Huffington Post, and Psychology Today. And I'm so excited about what she has to share with us because she's been in business for such a long time. She's seen all kinds of things in the industry, and she is so media savvy. So if you know you want more publicity, you're going to love what she has to share today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Susan Harrow, media coach, marketing strategist, author of Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, and CEO of PRSecrets.com. And I'm so happy to be here with you today. Natalie wanted me to answer the question, what one thing did you have to let go of or stop doing to take your business off the charts? So first, I was a publicist, which means I booked people on radio, TV, and in print. And what I found was that I could get really great media coverage for them, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Oprah, Larry King Live, Today Show, etc. But what I found was that it didn't have much an effect on their business. And so I started media training my clients. And because the issue was that I could get them, I could book them in the media, but then since it didn't have the results they want, they were thinking that publicity doesn't work. But it wasn't publicity that wasn't working, it was them. So I started media training them so they could turn their media appearances into sales. And my mentor at that time told me, Susan, the money is in publicity. You're never going to be able to make a living just to do media training, but that's really what I wanted to do. And so even though I was super scared like to do that, and I did transition out of it gradually, but I was super afraid to do that because I thought, what if he's right? But I thought, this is what I really want to do. I really love this part of it. I love the strategizing behind the business too, which is what I've moved into as well. And I'll talk about that in a bit. But first, so once I started doing that with my clients, they really had results from their publicity, and that made a difference. And that's what I really love to see. That was like super satisfying. That was more satisfying than just booking them in a particular venue. So I focused on that. And then, by the way, .com, I'm in Northern California, so .com boom happened in Silicon Valley. So there was lots and lots of demand for media trainers. And I was media training, media coaching CEOs and startup companies. And one company, even astrology.com, got bought by iVillage for $30 million. And I had media trained her for that. So the media training really, it turned out to be the right time to do that. And I'm so happy that I did because I love that part of the business. And so that's one of my favorite things to do. And then the other question was, what was the one thing did you start doing that took your business results off the charts? Okay, so the other thing that happened is the other piece to the publicity puzzle is to have your system set up on the back end, which means everything from your opt-in to your offer to your programs to whatever it is that you're promoting, that you're selling, ready and set up before you reach out to the media. The other thing about reaching out to the media that you want to have is that people do things back-asswards. They want to send out a press release first, and then the media calls, and then they have their OSH, you know what, moment. So what we want to do is prepare your sound bites first and then contact the media with a particular angle that would be of interest to their audience. So I started working, what took my business off the charts is I started working with people behind the scenes to set up their systems first before they reached out to the media, and then media trained them to what it was, the kind of business and the kind of clients that they wanted. So for example, one woman before she was my client said she got a great article in the newspaper and it got her 100 phone calls. And I said, but how many of those turned into business? And she said, one. I said, well, that is a lot of effort to put out there to have one conversion. So instead of having 100 calls and one conversion, what if you have 100 calls and 80 conversions? So that's really what we're working on, is making sure that you don't get random calls or random clicks either to your website. And so you're driving the right people because you're saying the right things at the right time to the right people who are interested in your business, book, product, service, or cause. The second thing that I did that took my business off the charts is to really not follow another guru's system. I've never been one to follow somebody else's system, but I look at a lot of people's systems and say, what's working and what pieces do I really love that I can learn from? So when I first started my Your Signature Soundbites course, I did part of the media training and then I hired a media trainer as well, because the part that I love to do is the Q&A. I love to do the spontaneous things. So I thought, I found a woman who was absolutely perfect for the media training part of that, because I didn't like media training in a group. So I hired her to do that so I could focus on what I loved, which was the live Q&A for the people in the Your Signature Soundbites course. Now I've got a brand new course, a mentorship course that's connected to the membership club, which is 10 lessons to get all of your systems set up and ready for publicity. And then the mentorship actually provides you the guidance from me once a week in Q&A and then one-on-one time with me to get ready for publicity. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because I love that spontaneous so much that I was doing once a month Q&A with my membership club. And I thought, I want to do this more often. So what the second part that took my business off the charts is to say, what is the part of my business that I really love that I want to expand? So that is, and that's what I'm expanding. So I'm expanding the Q&A, because other reason why I really love that Q&A, where people can ask me anything, because everybody's at a different stage of their business, right? So some people ask me about media training, which I'm happy to do in that moment. And then other people are asking me, you know, how to create a funnel. Other people are asking me, take a look at some parts of my press release to make sure that it's really what the media wants. So we have people at all different stages of their business asking me questions. And oh, I hear my cat, Mr. Lucky, chatting away. I hope you can't hear him. He loves attention. So the part of that, so I expanded the part of my business that I love, and this is happening, you know, next year. So it's something that I've incorporated because that's something that I absolutely adore. The other thing that happened in my business that took it off the charts is I really started putting more of my artistic nature, poetry and stories, the things that I love. I was a literature major and Shakespeare was my focus. So I really love references from literature. And I also bring in references to Japanese. Natalie, I know you do Taekwondo. Well, I'm now a black belt in Aikido. So I bring in references and stories from my experience on the mat in Japanese martial arts and apply those to business. So we learn both verbal Aikido and physical strength as women, how to be powerful in the world with our physicality and also with our words, so we can speak our mind, stand our ground, and sing our song. And so incorporating that kind of physicality, I think, is bringing my business to a new level as well. Really incorporating the kind of confidence that you get when you're physically able to defend yourself, and applying that to the verbal, like I said, the verbal Aikido, verbal, being able to deflect any kind of insult or injury to you, to be able to stand your ground and keep your equanimity under any circumstance. The other thing that I want to say is, you know, each person is so unique. And even if you're quirky or you have something that somebody else, like sometimes media trainers that I've seen try to smooth out the rough edges of your quirkiness. And I really think that we want to keep your quirks and we want to keep your originality. And that's something that I really focus on. Like, what is really magic about you? And once I found, you know, what was more magic about me, I think that I can find what's magic in other people. And actually, I think I found what was magic in other people before I found what was magic in myself. So I think it actually worked the other way around. It was more like, the better I got at finding magic in other people, the more it was easier to see magic in myself. I will look forward to connecting with you. I hope that we can connect. My website's prsecrets.com, and there is lots of free information on creating your sound bites and creating a publicity plan for business, so you can expand your business on the internet and beyond. Okay, talk to you soon.
One of the things that I love the most about what Susan shared with us is her ability to get at the core of what's working and what's not working, both for her clients and for herself in her own business. So for her clients, she realized that yes, she could book them on the Today Show or get them in print, but it wasn't getting them the results that they were really looking for. So she had to shift her business model a little bit, shift what she was doing in her business and offering in her business so that she could really help her clients get what they were really after at the end of the day. So for your business, how can you think deeper? If you're delivering some sort of a service or a product, how can you deliver the final result that people are really after? So ask them, you know, why are they doing this in the first place? What do they want beneath that? And chances are, if you're in a business-to-business space, it's probably that they want more clients or they want to make more money. So those are some of those very simple things. But if you're not in the business-to-business space, maybe people want more time freedom. Maybe they want more energy. Maybe they want better health. So really going deeper into what they're after at the end of the day is going to make a huge difference in how you can talk about your products and services. But not only that, Susan also realized that in her business, there were certain things that were working for her and maybe working for her clients more than not. So what that means is she had to shift exactly how she was delivering her services so that she could really enjoy her work more. And she was able to infuse more of her personality and her magic and make the things that she's putting out into the world more special by infusing that little something something that only she has. So I believe, and she agrees, that everybody has something unique like that that they can infuse in their business. And I love that she shares how that is how you can really stand out if you're going to be interviewed or being featured in the media. So I have learned a ton from Susan Harrow. I've signed up for her programs and I highly recommend them. So head over to prsecrets.com to find out more about Susan's programs, her offerings, and how you can get some of that Q&A action that she talked about too. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed learning more about Susan Harrow and how to get more media, but also how to make sure it actually works for your business. And also, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you give it a nice review on iTunes, because truly every single review matters and we really, really appreciate the time it takes to fill out the iTunes review form. And if you enjoyed this episode and you'd want to have your friends check it out too, then make sure to leave us a review on iTunes or share it on social media. We always appreciate social shares and leaving reviews on iTunes. They make a huge difference to the podcast and to the quality of guests that we can attract to the show. So I really appreciate it. And then head back over to natalielissier.com for more great content just like this. And head back to natalielissier.com for more great content just like this and more updates from myself and the Ambition Ally team. Thanks so much for listening, and I cannot wait to talk to you on the next episode.